had a burden for days on me. It's, I told Brother George, I told my wife, I just like to let you know what a burden is and how it feels down in your soul. I told Brother George, I'd like to go somewhere like in a big rock cliff and just pray and weep and cry. There is so many needs all around us.
Yes.
So many people hurting. And there's so many people battling.
Yes.
Up against it.
Right.
And they're suffering. And I don't know how you pray, but me as being a minister, a teacher, a preacher, I pray, I ask the Lord, I said, Jesus, would you believe through me? Would you cry through me? I'm your hands, I'm your feet, and I'm your mouthpiece. Would you reach through me? Would you touch through me? Would you help others through me? Would you call? And would you draw through me? Oh God, bleed through me. Weep through me, Jesus, if that's what you want. Weep and cry through me, Lord. For others that are in need and others that need help and touch. Can you say that this morning? Lord, oh God, would you use me? I'm your vessel. Use me, oh Lord. Flow through me. Flow through me. Look at Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about, surrounded with so great cloud of witnesses. Now he's talking about these over here in the 11th chapter. All of those that through their faith, how that they served God, how that they sacrificed and gave up everything to live for the Lord, and how their faith pressed them to do God's holy will. We're compassed about with so great cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, comma. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Who for the what?
Joy.
Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such a contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you what? Be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood striving against sin. You may be seated. You've never come to the point in your life where that you had to give your blood to overcome sin. But Jesus said, I've been there.
Come on.
And I shed every drop of my blood to overcome sin.
Oh, yes.
And I like the part which said, looking unto Jesus, the author, he's the one that started my faith a long time ago. When I fell on my knees at an altar and I said, God, I can't go any farther. If you'll save me, you'll help me, I'll serve you. Amen. He started my spiritual journey in 1974. Down on bended knees. It's when I started my spiritual journey. I've never been sorry. Hallelujah, that I started living for God. I've had a lot of ups. I've had a lot of downs. I've had a lot of battles. I've had a lot of valleys I went through. Desert places, come on. I've had fiery trials where my faith was tried as by fire. Sometimes God had to reach down and help me when I felt like I'd never get back up. And he stripped me and got me back on my way. I'm telling you tonight that the Jesus that started your spiritual journey and gave you faith to believe and you wanted to make heaven your home is the same Jesus this morning that'll finish your faith. My Lord, I've been in it 47 years. My wife 50 some years. I don't know how long Brother George has been serving God, but never one time, hallelujah, have I ever thought, Lord, I don't want to ever look back or go back. I believe that I can make it, hallelujah. And there will come a time we'll say our last prayer, We'll shed our last tear. We'll have our last trial. And Jesus will finish our faith. Hallelujah. Jesus said, he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. We're living in the last moments, in the closing hours of time. Lord, people are up against it, and their back is against the wall, and they're suffering, my Lord, in all kind of areas, physical suffering, and mental, and spiritual battles, and financial problems, and a pandemic that's going and sweeping. It's going through churches all over the globe. But I'm telling you, there will come a time that God will say, that's it. Well, praise be to the Lord, and he will finish our race. Well, Lord, hallelujah. I praise him this morning. Brother Tom had it exactly right. He got the very words. Just keep on going. He had it. Just keep right on a going. Hallelujah. I love you, dear brother, with all of my heart. I pray God touches our leader, our pastor, our shepherd over this flock. And you out there in Marco Polo land, this blessed leader is suffering in his feet. I already had 3 series of shots into his heels. His feet are hurting. Pray for him. We're living in a time, Brother George, we need to pull together, and we need to bring our faith together for one another and to bear one another's burdens. I feel the Lord here. I've been so heavy lately. I feel the hurts of others, and I move with compassion. If I could, I'd take the whole world in my arms, and I'd kiss away every pain and every problem. Thank God, I would heal every sickness if I could this morning. But there is one. There is a great physician. There is a heart mender. And there is a heart fixer this morning. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Woo!
Praise be to God.
In 1 Corinthians 9, you don't have to turn there. Apostle Paul compares our Christian life down here as a race that athletes enter into to run with everything they got to get to the finish line to win a crown.
Yeah.
In the Olympics, they practice every day. You know what they're doing? Getting ready to go for the gold. They put their bodies through strenuous exercises.
Yeah.
They watch their diets to only eat the type of foods that won't slow them down, clog up their arteries. Hallelujah. Put protein and strength and energy inside, and they'll exercise every day. They'll get on the track every day, and they'll run. They're getting ready for the Olympics. They're going for the gold. I'm telling you, a long time ago, I made up my mind to go for the gold. It's not the gold down here, or the silver, or the fashion and the fame in this world, but I gotta desire my heart. I gotta make heaven my home, and I walk on a street of purest gold. And I feel him. But glory to God. Keep the determination, or keep the desire burning in your heart. My Lord, we're about all. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless my brother.
The Holy Ghost is telling us, so run. Brethren, the time is short. So run. Woo! Run that that you may obtain. Don't retreat to the sidelines now. Stay in the spiritual race. You listen to me. You out there in Marco land, you might be limited in this spiritual race. You might be limited on what you can do physically and because of age and human weakness and frailties. But don't ever get weak and give up inside of your heart. Well, glory to God. Don't give up in your spirit. Maintain your desire and keep your vision of heaven. We've got to cross the finish line. We're down to the wire. Praise be to the Lord. Put everything you got in it and run that you can obtain.
Amen. Woo. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Are you still running?
Yes.
I heard a little story about this little boy. He was in the class, and he was one of those whispers. He just liked to talk.
That seemed little.
Teacher said, "Now, Johnny," said, "quit talking. Now, if you keep on talking like that, you're interfering with all these other people, all these other kids. I'll make you stand up here in the corner before all the class." Oh, he just had a habit. He whispered to his buddy and talking. She said, "Johnny, come up here. Leave your seat. Come on up here." And she stuck him in the corner. She said, "Now you put your nose in that corner. Everybody's going to stare at you, and they're going to look at you. Stare at you right through the back." Said, "You put your nose right in that corner."
Bless him, Lord.
He heard his buddies back there, boys and girls, going, "Hey, Johnny." Well, you know what Johnny did? Johnny turned around. He said, "Listen, I may be standing up here in this corner, but in my heart, I'm still sitting down."
Bless him, Lord. Hallelujah.
Don't judge me by my battles, by my frailties, and by my weaknesses, my fleshly limitations. Don't give up on me. Hallelujah. I'm not the wisest person. I'm not the strongest person. I have my battles. When you see my face and you can tell that I'm going through a trial, don't give up on me, because I'm still standing on the inside. Bless, I said, I still got the good inside. I still got the desire in here. You all can't see it this morning. My feet are planted before you in front of this podium this morning. But I'm running inside of my heart. I'm a running inside of my heart. I'm a running to make heaven my home. I tell you what I feel him this morning. I still got a desire to finish the race, Sister Carla. I've got to go. So run ye that ye may obtain.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Paul wrote the Galatian church, Galatians 5:7. "Ye did run well."
Who?
You did run well. You was running. Who did hinder you? In other words, who or what got you off the track?
That's right.
You were doing good.
Bless you, Lord.
Hinder here means to get in your way, to discourage you. What is it that you faced that's come at you, that's got you discouraged, hindered? You did run well. Why did you quit? Why did you let up? No time to let up now. Get back in the race and run and finish.
Bless him, Lord.
Oh, God, my heart, my soul cries. Please, brother. Please, sister. Please, children of God. Please, saints. Yeah, we're up against it, but the Lord is coming. Keep on running. It's just about over. We're about to the end. Run.
Amen.
Amen. Glory. way. The devil will throw everything in the world at you. All kind of roadblocks and the hindrances. Come on, he'll throw them all to slow you down and trip you up. Don't let the devil discourage you.
Amen.
Brother Jason, we live in a pressurized age. Can you feel it? Can you all feel that pressure this morning?
Yeah.
Right.
It's the last day's pressure.
That's right, brother. Come on.
It's a time of much, much, much destruction.
Yeah.
On every hand. Oh, how distracted people are.
That's right.
Oh, how much that they're involved in to pull their minds away from God. Lord, oh God. Distracted.
Bless him, Lord. Oh,
God.
Amen.
Woo. What was it Paul said? I know Brother George this morning. Paul said that after over 25 years of ministry, he said, I'm still a running. He said, I've had battles. I've been in shipwrecks. I've been stoned. I've been whipped and flogged with a cat of nine tails. I've been left for dead. I fought with the beast of Ephesus. I've went through perils in waters and perils among my own countrymen. My Lord, he said, but the power of Christ rests upon me. He said, I have not yet attained. He said, I ain't got to the goal yet. But this one thing I do, I'm forgetting those things that are behind me. He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He never lost the press. I said, he kept on believing. Hallelujah, they're running in the race.
Come on, brother. Bless
you. Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, Lord. I put the fire and the desire in our heart.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
A lot of things we got to get past. And what holds people in bondage?
Glory.
They can't get past their past.
That's the past.
I'm telling you, the blood of Jesus will take care of your past. I don't care how far that you have fallen.
That's right.
I don't care how much that you have messed up. Oh, God. I don't care how low that you feel. Come on. The blood of Jesus is greater than any failure. Oh, Lord God Almighty, it's greater than any sin. Come on, the blood can reinstate you. I said the blood can restore you. The blood can renew you. The blood of the blood of the Lamb. The blood of Jesus and the Holy Ghost is all that you need, my Lord, to run the race.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, you can get past the past. You can get past the failures. Hallelujah, of all of your battles, my Lord, the battles that you even lost. Hallelujah, back yesterday and the years before, God can reinstate you and get you back in the race. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless him.
God.
God bless him.
Come on, Israel came to the Red Sea. Said, ain't no way in the world we can make it through that deep water, that Red Sea.
Yeah, right. Come on, brother.
God told Moses to tell the people. He said, I'm going to take you into a land flowing with milk and honey. I've already made a covenant, and I've already made a promise to Abraham, your father, and to Isaac, and to Jacob, hallelujah, the 12 sons of Israel. I've already made a promise that I'm going to bring you into a land flowing with milk and honey, and I will drive out the inhabitants of that land. Oh, my Lord, when they left out of Egypt, they came down to a Red Sea, and the Lord led them that way. They could have, if you looked at the map, God could have took them all the way around it. But what is God doing? I tell you, God lets us get in circumstances. He lets us get in situations to prove to us his power. That's what God was doing. I sent the plagues upon Egypt and upon their gods to let you know that no plague could come nigh your dwelling. I was with you in a pillar of a fire by night and a pillar of a cloud by day. Now they're standing at the Red Sea. They've already saw the miracle working power of God. I'm telling you, you'll come to places in your life that you'll say, this is it. I can't go any farther. I guess the devil will tell you, I guess you just as well as to turn around and quit and give up and go back. But Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord that he'll show you today. Lord my God, the Bible said God came down with a strong wind. Well, what we need is a strong power of Almighty God. We need that anointing of the Holy Ghost from the third heaven to come down and to part the waters, hallelujah, to bring his chosen across. My Lord, my God, he's real. Oh, he divided the waters that they stood. Listen, there was a mountain on one side, a mountain on the other. And Israel cried out to Moses, their leader. I said, you brought us out here to die. We can hear the rumbling of the wheels of Pharaoh's chariots. And his army is coming to take us into bondage again. I beg your pardon, devil. What God delivers, he'll keep. I said, God will keep you. If he'll deliver you, he'll keep you.
Amen, brother. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mighty God. Bless him, Lord.
The Bible said all night long. God ain't going to let anybody get stuck in the mud.
Bless him, Lord.
I don't serve a muddy God. Nobody. I serve one that's holy and high and lifted up and pure.
That's right.
God never told them to go forward until that wind, that breath of his mouth, dried up and made a highway across the bed of that Red Sea. Come on. You'll never get out of your problems until God gets ready. Come on. There's a lot of times you can. You've got a choice to make. You've got decisions to make. You can make it better on you. But there will come a time that you have to wait upon God to make that way clear to you. Come on. They could have waited out there and sunk in the mire. But stand still, Moses said, and you'll see the salvation of the Lord. I can see the man of God. I can see that holy pastor that God called and ordained raise that staff and that rod up in the air. And he probably turned to Aaron, hallelujah, and the children of Israel and said, see, we're getting ready to see the salvation of the Lord. Keep right on us standing until God makes a way.
That's right.
And when God dried up the bed and made a highway, he said, God spoke to him and said, tell the people to go forth. That's what the message is this morning. When God gets ready, and you gotta move. Sister Carolyn, you'll know the sound. Oh, Lord, when God says move, you gotta move. Hallelujah.
Amen. Woo. Have your way, Lord. Gotta move.
Well,
bless him, Lord.
You gotta move. You gotta move.
Right.
You gotta move. You gotta move. Now when the Lord gets ready, you gotta move. I'm glad God put something in my heart a long time ago when he said move, I move. Come on, we are in our spiritual journey exactly to the point where we are because we either moved or we didn't move. Come on now, my Lord, help us to move with the Spirit of God. You'll find out a lot of people's not where they used to be, and they're not where God wants them to be because they didn't move.
Bless you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.